Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I am back on the airwaves. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PPD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando. Oh my goodness, it's been such a trying time to get any podcasting done whatsoever, but I'm finally back here, 88.5. It's going to be a half episode. I'm deviating from the norm. I'm not giving it a flashy title. I'm not giving you a synonym for short. I'm just going to explain just what the heck's been going on and why I've been MIA, why I've been missing in action, so to speak, here on the PPD Cast. So I think that I alluded to on my last full episode, way at the beginning of March, the DVI episode, that I was having massive problems with my laptop computer. Thankfully, all of the problems have been fixed. And if you will, I got to be honest, I really appreciate Micro Center. It's a Columbus-based computer store where I actually bought this laptop because they had a really good deal on the laptop 3 years ago when I bought it. And I've always done business with Micro Center. They've always treated me well, and this is no exception. However, the problem is, you know, much like any piece of technology, whether you're talking about a computer, sometimes you're talking about an automobile, you get a symptom that there's something wrong. You think you fixed it, but you really haven't. So while the fine technicians over at Micro Center, I almost called it something else. Micro Center, those techs over at Micro Center, you know, they thought that there was some power settings that needed to be adjusted. We adjusted them, brought it back. It didn't work. I got it back over there. We tried something else, brought it home, didn't work. And then finally, they said, hey, look, man, you're just going to have to wipe your Windows operating system and update it or reinstall it. And so I went with the updated Windows 10. And so finally, we got everything working. And I've been in the process of loading everything back onto this computer, all my programs and everything. I started, of course, with the podcasting stuff because, gosh darn it, it's been forever since I've been out on the airwaves, and literally, I've been itching. Okay, maybe not literally, but I've been itching to get back on here and sit down and talk about my passions, hockey, wrestling, comic books, movies. And so I'm so glad to be back on here. And again, I apologize for the absence, but, you know, I don't think there's a podcast out there that has not had some technical difficulties, that have not had some type of issue with the equipment or whatnot. I mean, you know, I guess that's just part of the business. Part of doing a podcast is that eventually you're going to run into some problems. And hopefully, knock on wood, I've had my share of problems and we're done with them. And I will be smooth sailing from here on out. But, okay, with that being said, since I'm on here and I'm going to try to keep this a very short podcast episode, I'm not going to prattle on and on and on. Let's talk a little bit about some professional wrestling news as I've been eagerly anticipating and counting down the days to WrestleMania 32, which I must confess, though, I have not watched a full episode of Raw in a while. I haven't even watched a full episode of NXT in a while. It's probably been 3 or 4 weeks. Just been incredibly busy. It is now springtime, so many of you folks that are avid listeners to this podcast know that I am a track coach. And so we are in the early stages of our season. So I'm a very busy man. So I've only read about what has gone on the last several weeks on Raw and NXT. Weirdly enough, though, I have caught a few episodes of Ring of Honor on the weekends. But I digress. Let's get into some wrestling news right now. The first bit of wrestling news I have is a story that I just read about today. It appears that the relationship between Sexy Star and Mexico's AAA promotion may be coming to an end. There are reports that Sexy Star is somewhat upset about the pay issues and therefore possibly leaving that promotion. Now, the problem is it's unknown whether she is staying with Lucha Underground because apparently the contracts for some of the competitors in Lucha Underground are tied to their affiliation with AAA. So that's still yet to be determined. And, you know, I don't know much about Sexy Star. I've read lots of positive reviews about her matches on Lucha Underground. Again, I don't get the El Rey Network, and what I've seen of Lucha Underground has been very limited. Thanks in part to the internet. That's the only reason why I've seen some of the stuff I've seen. But I've enjoyed the matches that I've watched about Lucha Underground. So it'll be interesting to see how this impacts other individuals that are both in AAA and Lucha Underground. Speaking of another international wrestler, Speedball Mike Bailey, who is from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and has competed for CZW, Evolve, and PWG. Well, over the weekend, he was in the United States working without a visa, and he got pinched by the local authorities. He is now facing a ban from the United States for 5 years. Now, Bailey, who also works in Mexico and in Japan, can still travel to those countries, but it's going to be a little more tricky for him because if he takes a flight, say, from Canada and it touches down in, say, Los Angeles, he's violating the conditions of his particular situation, meaning he cannot step foot on U.S. soil or else he is possibly could be arrested. Now, obviously, Mr. Bailey's not the first wrestler to encounter this type of an issue, but and apparently Mr. Bailey has stated that he was working on getting a visa through CZW, but just didn't have it at the time. And, you know, I don't know the guy. I mean, I've seen some of his work, and it's very impressive what he does in the ring. But I think in today's day and age that professional wrestlers are really going to have to pay attention to this type of stuff because, you know, you look at what happened just a day ago in Belgium, and it's a different world now, people, and I think that there's going to be a much more heightened awareness of people crossing borders, whether it's from Canada to the U.S. or U.S. to Mexico or whatever, and that, you know, you're going to have your paperwork set to go. You're going to have that stuff proper, and if you don't, then you're going to face some consequences, and you know, it's unfortunate that Mr. Bailey cannot ply his trade here in the United States. And hopefully, you know, something good comes out of this situation because right now it looks kind of bleak for Mr. Mike Bailey. But on to a ton of WWE news. There have been rumors circulating around that there might be another WWE brand split after WrestleMania 32. If you recall, many moons ago, the WWE had a Raw and then a SmackDown program, and they kind of were their independent universes, so to speak. Well, it looks like that might be coming back. It has been reported that new graphics for Raw and SmackDown have been ordered and generated, and you will not see John Cena on both of those intros for that television show. Cena on Raw and other superstars on SmackDown, and there's no kind of intermingling between the two, so that might indicate that we're looking at a possible brand split. I mean, of course, we know one of the stipulations for WrestleMania 32 in that big Hell in a Cell match between The Undertaker and Shane McMahon is that if Shane wins, he gets control of Raw. So maybe we are looking at that. To be honest with you, I'm going to give you my opinion. I was never a big fan of the brand split. I thought it really didn't do much for the product overall. Maybe they can do something different with it because you also have NXT feeding into those rosters, so maybe it'll be better this time. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. A class action lawsuit is being discussed and possibly filed over royalties for the WWE Network. It seems that a lot of former talent want a cut of the money generated on the WWE Network because let's be honest, since the network is now out and it's in a lot of homes, how many people are buying DVDs? I know I'm not. I mean, I've cut down on buying DVDs tremendously. So some former talent really want a cut of the money that the network is making now since they feel they're getting screwed off royalties because people are not buying DVDs and Blu-rays. So that'll be interesting. I don't know. The WWE has been pretty good at getting those type of things thrown out. I remember Eddie Gilbert's family and I believe Pretty Boy Doug Summers' family wanted a cut for royalty for DVD sales, I believe, many years ago, and that got tossed out, and I don't know, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know all the ins and outs of all the legal mumbo-jumbo that the WWE has on their side, so we'll have to see how that works out for those former talent. I would like to know who it is. The reports are being very, very cryptic as to who it is. I'm curious to see if it was, you know, major players or maybe some folks that maybe have an axe to grind, but alright, let's talk about WrestleMania 32. It's coming up here in a couple weeks. It looks like most of the matches are set in stone. As I mentioned, we have the Hell in a Cell match between The Undertaker and Shane McMahon. Triple H will be defending the WWE World Heavyweight title against Roman Reigns. It looks like Dean Ambrose is going to face off against Brock Lesnar. The match that I'm kind of excited for the big ladder match for the Intercontinental title. Kevin Owens defends against Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Zack Ryder, Stardust, The Miz, Sin Cara. I think that match will probably be really good. And I hope they start WrestleMania off with that match, because I think that would be the smart way to go. A New Day takes on a League of Nations. I'm so fed up with League of Nations, I wish they'd just go away. I just gotta be quite frank. Sheamus does nothing for me. Maybe his venture into Hollywood films, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the second one that's coming out, maybe that will get him out of the WWE for a little while, and then when he comes back, maybe I'll be interested, but I could care less about him, Rusev, Barrett, or Alberto Del Rio, but I digress. Another match I think will be really good is, of course, AJ Styles versus Y2J. There's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, who I think literally has four people in it so far. Kane, The Big Show. Six. They have the Social Outcasts involved. Kalisto's going to take on Ryback, I presume, for the U.S. Heavyweight title. The Usos take on the Dudleys. And, of course, Charlotte will defend against Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks in a three-way triple threat match. On paper, looks like a decent WrestleMania card. I think that Y2J versus AJ Styles and, of course, the ladder match for the IC belt, I think are going to be the two best matches on the show. But who knows? Maybe Lesnar and Ambrose might surprise you. And maybe Shane McMahon and The Undertaker will be good. I really don't know. Because as I expressed before, I think this match is just bizarre in the way it's been set up. So, I don't know. With that being said then, ladies and gents, it's getting up to be in about 12 minutes. So let me start kind of wrapping things up here. I didn't want to stay on very, very long because I just wanted to get out on the airwaves. I really was feeling antsy about this podcast and wanted to get out there. I do have some folks coming on here very, very shortly, so I'm excited to get back in the swing of things. And I actually have apologized to a million people because, of course, technology's not working. Then I got a flood of emails from people going, hey, I want to come on. Hey, I want to come on. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. And, you know, I don't know. Hashtag first world problems, I guess you could say. But but before we wrap things up, let me tell you about a couple of things that you need to check out. Two things I think that, quite frankly, need mentioning. The first, of course, being the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo Space. It's happening April 9th and 10th in Columbus, Ohio, at the Northland Performing Arts Center. It's the 17th annual event that celebrates independent comics, independent art. You need to check it out. If you love comic books, if you love art, you need to come on out. It's sponsored by Bob Corby and the good folks over at Back Porch Comics. If you need any information whatsoever about Space, definitely go over to backporchcomics.com and just check out their website, find out information about prices, who's going to be there and whatnot. You know, and if you are saying, man, what the heck is Space? Well, first of all, I'm going to have a couple people coming on, I think, that are going to be over at Space. But, hey, I urge you, go to the archive section of pvdcast.com. Scroll back through. Listen to a couple of the episodes in which Bob Corby was on talking about Space. 17 years, man, this has been going on. It's a great celebration of independent art and independent comic books, and you need to check it out. So, once again, that's Space happening April 9th and 10th. Northland Performing Arts Center here in Columbus, Ohio. Backporchcomics.com for more information. And I'd like to mention another thing that's happening. Unfortunately, it's an event I am not going to be able to attend. And that is, of course, Old Wrestling's Speakeasy Spectacular. It's happening April 29th in Lakewood, Ohio at Mahal's 20 Lanes. 7 p.m. is the bell time. And man, oh man, I love me some old wrestling. And you definitely have to check out oldwrestling.com. That's O-L-D-E wrestling.com. To check out all the information about that upcoming event. I'm really heartbroken I'm not going to be able to be up there, but it's a phenomenal, phenomenal wrestling show. It's a great time. Check it out. And again, if you're like, I don't even know what this is, John, go back to the archive section, pvdcast.com. Marion Fontaine has been on talking about it. You definitely need to check out that sit-down talk that I had with Marion from, I think it was about a year and a half ago, but check it out. Archive section, I highly recommend that you go to all the archives that are there on pvdcast.com. Check everything out, man. All right. Well, speaking of checking things out, it's time for Orlando's Face. That's right. It's the part of the podcast where I tell you about something I think is cool, something that I think you should check out, something that I'm very excited for. And this is something that's far off in the future, but I'm still darn excited for it. I'm excited for the Lego Batman movie. That's right. There's going to be a Lego Batman movie coming out in 2017, and the trailer for it came out just the other day, and it's really funny. And if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, well, if you've seen the Lego movie, you know that Batman appears in it, and quite frankly, kind of seals the show. And in fact, this trailer for the Lego Batman movie is sometimes, it's somewhat cooler than regular Batman, to be honest with you. It's really funny. You need to check it out. Definitely just go to YouTube and type in Lego Batman movie trailer. It's even on IMDb's page for that particular movie, and you can check it out. It's really funny. It's very tongue-in-cheek and really good. I'm excited about it, and I think you should check it out. So that's my fave for this edition of the PBD cast. And as I said, I'm keeping it short because I just wanted to kind of get back in the swing of things. So let me wrap things up and tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can follow me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can also follow me on Instagram under that same username, PVDMVP. You want to shoot me an email? Do so. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com. And I know that some folks are going to say, hey man, you haven't been out on Twitter. Well, because I've been incredibly busy. And to be honest with you, I'm a guy that uses my computer for tweeting more so than my phone, just because I hate pressing those small little buttons to try to type something in 140 characters. So I usually do it from my laptop. I know that makes me an old man. I'm aware. But there you go. So shoot me a tweet, PVD MVP. Let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know if you're happy I'm back. If it's the first time checking out this episode or this podcast, hey, give me a holler and let me know what you think. So all right, I've rambled on enough. It's time to wrap this bad boy up. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.